Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everyone to Party Friday. I'm Chuck Bonnewell. That's Julie Hayden. And this is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We are going to be taking next week off. Just let me get that programming note out of the way for Thanksgiving break. But Karen Cataline and Mark Poff have graciously agreed to fill in for us on some of those days. And we're going to be bringing... everybody knows that. And we're going to be bringing them up here pretty quick to talk about what they're going to be talking about. But wanted to talk about the Matt Gaetz, Pam Bondi thing. And we were, and I don't really sure, and want to get your guys' feeling on this too. So feel free to chime in.
Give them the number, huh?
888-627-6008. Put your comments up, however you want to do it. But so this is my thing. Is Trump playing 3D chess, or is he playing, when Rev was little, he had these little magnetic, it was Mario Brother checkers, where you had like little Mario Brother heads, and they were the checkers. So it's like, is he playing 3D chess, or is he playing Mario Brothers checkers with this? Did he intend to get rid of Matt Gaetz all along, and he just did that to make heads explode? Was it a defeat, as Elizabeth Warren is trying to say, somewhere in the middle? What do you think?
Well, I don't think Trump can play 3D chess, not because he's not bright enough. He doesn't have the attention span. You know, he's just going over here or there. You know, so he may come up with a vague one. Okay, we'll throw this guy out there. If he doesn't make it, then we'll get Pam Bondi. And that's what he did, and that's what happened. What his, Matt Gaetz's deal is, he's not going to be in Congress. He's not going to be in this. I don't know where he's planning to have a good Christmas vacation, but somewhere. But I don't think it matters. I mean, there are only two positions that matter in the administration. One is the Doge. All these other people, they're appointing...
Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk.
Yeah, and it's not even a government agency.
Right.
But they're all these other people in charge of all these things that we want to destroy. I mean, okay, you've been appointed to head up the EPA, which we want to destroy, you know? It's not easy to be the head of an agency that your principals are trying to destroy, so it's not that much fun.
Kind of like being in charge of MSNBC right now.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
A little bit. I think that
and the other one. Let me finish. Okay. But the other one is Attorney General. The Attorney General has to play offense and defense. He's got to go after all those people who will be attacking the president, and also be proactive and start going after Bragg and others in other places. So that's a key position. And he's already set up the lower tiers with his lawyers. And which is brilliant. That was 3D chess.
That was 3D chess because, and I think like the one guy told, what's her face, Letitia James, it's like, and she was like, you know, had a news conference talking about how she was going to use her position to go after Trump and thwart his every effort. And he said, literally, we'll throw your fat ass in jail.
That was Mike Davis.
So that's great. It's like, okay, now we know where they stand. So, and Jacob, we'll get you here in a second. I think it is a little bit more 3D chess. I think that Matt Gaetz didn't throw himself on the sacrificial altar without some kind of backup plan. And President Trump announced Pam Bondi within hours. So I think that what he did was say like, okay, I'd love to have Matt Gaetz up there. It's kind of fun to watch everyone's head explode. Matt Gaetz would do a great job. And I'm going to put him out here. But if it turns out to be too problematic, Matt, you're going to have to step down. You're going to get a position within my administration somewhere. And Pam Bondi, will you take it?
I mean, ambassador to Italy. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah, really. And so I think that's what happened. And I think they went in. And I think once again, it exposed the true rhino enemies in the Senate. So Trump now knows, okay, you will screw me over. So I think that it was... I don't think it was planned for Matt Gaetz to go in and then resign, but I think that that was something that they knew was possible, and they had plan B ready to pull the trigger on immediately.
And I think Pam Bondi is a brilliant choice. She's an utter slime, utter moral, amoral degenerate. You
No.
couldn't find, well, she is,
Okay.
as Attorney General. I mean, she's the one who did the Trayvon Martin deal. Totally innocent. She assigned her campaign manager, Angela Corey, to run the scummiest indictment ever. So she's morally bankrupt, which is a great thing if you're going to head up a State Department.
Look at Mueller.
Eric Holder.
Eric Holder, people like that. I know that the conservative treehouse was appalled by this, saying that she's a Sea Island person, establishment thing. But she's a Trump loyalist. I mean, she's been on the ground with Trump in a lot of these legal
She says,
battles.
go kill those kids. She'll go kill those kids
Right.
and won't even think about it.
Right. And he was saying, and that the conservative treehouse guy was like, "Could she put an innocent person in jail?" And it's like, okay, well, we were coming out of a Democrat administration that
Put everybody, put
put
all the
everybody in
January
jail.
6 people in
There's a
jail.
part of me, and I know this isn't, probably polite to say, but it's like, hey, if that's cool with me. If Pam Bondi has no qualms putting Andrew Weissman, Peter Strzok, people like that in jail, and they can say they're innocent. She's like, too bad, close the door, that I think you're right. And before we get to all the comments, I'm going to play the MSNBC, and you don't know if they're trying to do a double fake, but this was Jason Johnson on it, and he's basically saying, guys, Pam Bondi is actually worse than Matt Gaetz because she actually knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So if we could, Thomas, please play the Bondi reacts soundbite.
Pam Bondi is exactly what I was saying in the last segment that we should all fear, because she's competent. We may not agree with her ideologically, but she actually knows how to do this job. So if anyone on the Democratic side or anyone who cared about liberty or justice was thinking, well, maybe Matt Gaetz will screw this up and that'll give us some time. No, Pam Bondi knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing about immigration. Remember, Florida is one of those states that's been very aggressive about migrants and deportation and moving people to different states and everything else like that. Florida has enacted all sorts of rules and laws to curtail students and what they can do on campuses and finding legal justifications for manipulating education money. She is a dangerous and effective pick, and that's frankly worse than what we would have got with Matt Gaetz, even with the deplorable moral background that he has.
So Leo says Gaetz may get appointed to Rubio's Senate seat. That's what I was kind of thinking, Leo, but he has indicated not. I mean,
And they
now.
probably don't want him, because then you have to go to an election that, Matt Gaetz, is he electable statewide? Probably not. Give Democrats a good opening. So
I mean,
he's going to start a sex club down in the Caribbean and bring everybody down there where the age of consent is once you hit 12. I'm sure.
they'll use
I'm
him as
sure.
a pit bull someplace else in the administration.
We can only
And
use
I
him so many
think,
times.
but I mean, no, I mean, I don't think Matt Gaetz would not have resigned from Congress. He wouldn't have agreed to do this, and I don't think Trump would have screwed him over that badly. I think there would have been more of a battle. So I think there's a plan, a soft landing where he'll be used. But let's see. Jacob has his hand up. Jacob, you're up. What do you think?
So back in the day, Henry Paulson, George W. Bush's Treasury Secretary, he and George Bush took a walk. George Bush asked him, "How can I cut the government personnel?" And Paulson turned around and says, "Well, your agency heads, who are the ones that write up the budgets for their departments, can just request a small amount of money to pay themselves, pay the agency head and maybe one or two people. Then the rest of the people would have to be laid off." So there is a way to go around Congress. I mean,
Yeah.
Congress would approve the budget, thereby they're approving the layoffs, and then you can go from there. That's what happened.
I mean, I think what do you think with the Matt Gaetz thing? Do you think was this a mistake by Trump, or he got defeated, or was this a sort of at least a 2D chess move?
Well, there's one thing. If they make him senator, he's planning on running for governor anyway.
That could be.
So that so it'd give him the name recognition. Other than that, I mean, he could still stay in Congress because he was elected for the next term. He
Yeah,
doesn't.
he
He didn't
knows
resign.
that.
He said on, I think he was on the Charlie Kirk show today and said that he was not going to be doing that.
Okay,
So.
that could be. All right. Well, I'll look at that. But I want to tell you, this Charlie Kirk, he's the man. He's
Yes.
really, yeah. I mean, now he's got 4 years. Actually, he's got 2 years to recreate the Senate and the House of Representatives, because now he can go out and register more people.
Right.
And
Well,
that's
Charlie
yes.
Kirk was one of the few people on radio these days. It's actually
Yeah.
good. Most of them are
Yeah.
pretty bland, pretty awful. But this is a good show.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Hey, Jacob, thank
Bye.
You. Hey, and Mark Boff says he's waiting to hear back from the Trump administration about being appointed as ambassador to the foreign country of Boulder. That's right. You could go in there and clean it up, Mark. You could clean it up.
Thermonuclear bomb.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, you know, there are a lot of picks coming down. Some of them, I know, oh, this is interesting. I think probably to pacify the base, who everyone was like, what do you mean Matt Gaetz is dropping out? They had Scavino leak to the media that Trump had, not even leak, he just flat out said, who knows, right? It was made clear, no, I know what I'm talking about. Mike Rogers is not even remotely going to be considered, isn't even under consideration for the FBI position. So
he should be indicted too.
Right. So there's, and you got to remember, there are a lot of people floating fake stuff out there, and it's hard to sort which is actually coming from the Trump administration, which isn't. I think Trump himself probably has to be a little careful until he's president. But I think it is interesting that, which makes me think more 3D chess, right? They want to reassure the base right away. No, Johnson is not going to be it. You got to remember, I mean, we have an FBI director right now, right? So Trump can't do anything about that until he becomes president. I'm pretty sure it won't be Chris Wray. I don't think he'll get to stay
in
this seat.
I think he learned his lesson from keeping our James Comey.
That's right. That's right. I mean, he says, Mark, do you speak their language? It's like no one speaks Boulder language. Speaking of a Boulder, worse than Boulder.
Worse than Boulder.
Worse than Boulder. This is kind of a fun thing. I don't know if you guys have seen this. So Mayor Johnston, Mike Johnson in Denver, who, by the way, just they had an audit come out that says basically his homeless department has zero idea how much money they're spending or what they're spending it on. Or
who
whether
cares?
It's effective. Yeah.
Who cares?
It just floats from the federal government and the NGOs and we disperse it, right?
Yeah.
In the meantime, though, he's creating huge national uproar because he is, first, remember, we got Jared Polis. What's he's safeguarding democracy. Is that what he's doing?
Awesome.
He and some other governors have announced, blue, like all four blue governors have announced that initiative.
Oh, 23 of them.
Well, yeah. And, but not all of them are joining the safeguarding democracy. As far as I know, only the Illinois guy is Pritzker, but Johnson one-upped him and said that he literally said this to the Denverite. He says, I will position the Denver Police Department on the county line to prevent the feds from coming in. And he said, and we will be joined by 50,000 Denver residents, almost Highlands moms.
50,000 women residents, from the Highlands. I don't know if there are 50,000 up there, the women, but
they're not.
It'll be a woman's march.
It'll be a Tiananmen Square moment. All of these people will be like in the front lines of like implying they will be bravely standing on the count. What is this? Does this mean like on Colorado Boulevard where one side of it's Denver and one side's Glendale?
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's kind of tricky because there are a lot of ways around the
border.
They could
fly in. They could, you know, hit the airport and come in. But, you know, he's going to set up a line. I have to say, I listened to the interview from the Denverite, and, you know, he wasn't, it was more of a kind of a general feel than a plan.
But I
he
do
said,
wanna...
oh, nobody want to touch those women. They're mean. They're vicious. Denver women are awful.
Saying that, a guy, a Venezuelan illegal alien criminal gang member he was arrested after the fact, was raping a 14-year-old girl.
As he should.
As Mike Johnson was saying, that he is going to protect the rapist.
Well, she can't be out there. But we have 49,999 more out there.
It's, well, yeah. I mean, it was just ludicrous. And he's getting slammed. All these women, now who knows really on Twitter where people really live, but they're saying, I was a Highlands mom and I moved because Denver became too unsafe.
Yeah.
Other ones are like, yeah, we're like too busy driving our kids around and doing our lives and just show up and stand. I mean, it's just such a
They'll take their, also bring their cats with
well,
them.
Well, in the meantime, then what's happened is the Denver cops have been leaking like, no, we're not gonna. It's like,
well, hey,
going to stand in our riot gear and prevent the ICE from coming in and doing their job. And here's the thing. They don't have to. I mean, what's going to happen is if all the other states cooperate, what people forget is these illegal aliens, the criminal gangs there, they're like profit-making things. So as they crack down on them in other states, they'll self-deport, and they're going to self-deport to Denver then, where Mike Johnson's going to promote them, you know, going to protect them. And then sooner or later, Denver will completely destroy itself more than it's destroyed already, right?
Well, Denver's done a pretty good job, but it could do better.
Yeah.
I think Mike Johnson's the man to do it.
That's right. Let's see. From Jacob, sounds like the Pentagon. Oh, the Pentagon. That's right. They can't find out what happened to $842 billion. From Barney, good luck, Mike. I'd say Tom Holler says sucks, you know what. From Jacob, did Mayor Johnston read the law about not letting ICE do their jobs? The laws don't apply to Democrats, Jacob. We already know that. Yep. From Leo, a Soylent Green moment, but who would eat liberal white women? Elite liberal white women. That's true. There's too many cat hairs on their bodies. Yeah, but I mean, it's just ludicrous. And I think that he would say that, but you got to wonder. We were asking Mark Smiley, who's the executive editor of the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, his wife, they live in Denver. We're just going to ask him if Gwen was going to go stand on the line. Not in the winter. I don't think Gwen would stand on the line.
Maybe
in this, if it wasn't too hot out. But that's what's going on in Denver, though. And these blue cities, I guess.
Poor Mayor Johnston.
They weren't paying attention to the election.
One, you know, got an election, and the stupid hospital got their money, but his for affordable housing, nope. No money for that. And so he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have enough money. And he no longer doesn't know. He doesn't even know the money he has is gone. So
yeah.
it's been a tough week for Mike.
That's right. Well, thank God he did that interview. But it's, and again, you're right. I mean, I think it's being a little bit blown out of proportion.
Yes. It's not quite an Alabama or Forbes.
Or Tiananmen Square.
Well, I guess that's right.
Tiananmen Square. All these Highland moms with a rose.
Yes.
Stand in front.
Just run them over.
It's like, what, they're going to prevent ICE? And as Jacob pointed out, there's a federal law that allows ICE to do their job, right? So you can't. So they would have
not
the Denver
those moms and their passive resistance. No, they're a vicious, amoral group.
Yeah, those Highland moms.
It is an army of Karens.
Yeah.
And lots of catless, childless women who, you know, don't love life anyway. So they'll throw themselves in the breach. It could be really an amazing moment in Colorado history.
This is from Charlene. What's that saying? The fish rots from the top, but who is at the top? And from Barney, hope they shave their heads for the photo op. 50,000 bald-headed women. Well, and here's the thing. They'd have to be Soros-paid activists, right? Because, again, reading the comments on Twitter, they're like, we're like busy. You know what I mean?
Busy.
If anyone, that shows how much he knows about a mom's day, right?
Yeah,
that
right,
she has
right.
time to go stand along a street to prevent ICE agents. And who's even going to know what they look like? The ICE agents could just...
There's one. Get him.
Yeah. They could be the fake FBI.
And they come in with like flags and stuff, marching into town.
Plus... they have an office here already. They're already here.
Well, let's attack that. Yeah, we've got a beachhead there.
Well, that'd be tough because federal workers don't work out of their office anymore.
Well, that's true. We'll have to start.
It's a lot of things.
Oh, man, they're going to have to work hard.
A lot of complicated things
going
there. Well, and again, Trump can do so much on they're like mass deportations, blah, blah, blah. He can do a lot. One, he can cut off the funding to all the NGOs, right? You cut off the funding to all the NGOs and all of this goes away. And Mayor Johnston won't have any money that he doesn't know how to account for anymore because it won't be there. Two, you can start enforcing some of these laws. And again, the criminal, illegal aliens will self-deport or they'll all come to places like Denver. And eventually, as city crime rates go up, they'll all get sick of it and elect new leadership.
You know, as the report from the auditor said that, you know, Denver doesn't know where this money is going because they just have these general items that could cover lots of different ones that they can't know. But they also don't know where the money comes in. So they don't know what comes in and comes out. So they don't really know. You know, Johnson ordered that an audit of all the money programs that the federal government could vote on Denver, and they came back. We don't keep those money.
Yeah.
We don't, you know. Yeah.
We're
DEI. We got our DEI team in.
That's right. That's what we're doing. That's it. There's so many. Oh, Karen's doing the phone call next week. Karen, Jacob says he owes you a phone call from Leo. Chuck, have you started the petition for Elon to buy the Golf Channel and rename it X Golf? There we go.
I couldn't believe they threw the Golf Channel in there along with MSNBC. That was a low blow.
I know.
That is a low blow and should be. They should. There'd be protests all over the country at the local golf course. The Golf Channel is being thrown in with MSNBC.
And from Thomas as an insult to golf. And then Charlene, what's the import of Venezuelan gangs into cities really all about? Is it multi-purpose? It is. I mean, we've talked about that, Charlene. It's about stirring chaos. It's about getting people dependent on the government. It's about
bringing down drug prices because you have more people who mule it in.
That's right. It's about
fentanyl deaths.
importing voters. I mean, it
Yeah,
is.
voters. Don't forget the voters.
That's right. So lots to talk about there. But I think we do have Mark on. I wanted to bring Mark on to talk about his show. Mark, if you want to unmute yourself, if you're there. So, Mark, if you had a bunch of bald-headed women from the Highlands standing
covered in cat hair,
standing on the side of the road, trying to somehow prevent federal law enforcement,
entering the city,
do you see that being an effective strategy?
I don't see that really working out well for the bald women. But, you know, one of the things I was thinking when you're talking about that is there's a whole bunch of Denver PD cops that have all joined federal task force and have actually raised their hand and took an oath to the federal government as well as to the state and local. So what do you do if you're a Denver officer that is also part of the Joint Terrorist Task Force and they tell you, hey, we want you to do this? Or HSI probably has even more officers all through the state of Colorado that have all taken the oath.
Well, can they pick and choose? Can they say, okay, on this one I'll pick federal, this one I'll go
state.
Well,
here's where they're going to go federal. I know this from having covered Denver cops for a long time. They make a ton of overtime money from those federal task forces because coincidentally, the federal task forces, they all do their raids after the officer's normal hours. Just coincidentally, that happens. And so then they all make overtime on it. So,
and they don't want to have any taxes on their overtime. So they're probably going to help Trump.
Yeah.
So that might be entertaining. See, I'm all about watching what's entertaining.
Right.
To me, like after the election, I love watching all the people melt down. And then when he picked Matt Gaetz, I was just like, yeah, I don't see this working out. But it sure is fun to watch.
Yes.
Everyone melt down. And the one guy that you played, he's absolutely right. Pam Bondi knows 10 times more than Matt does.
Yes.
So she's a lot more to be feared than he ever was. And so you got to wonder if this wasn't everybody freaks. Okay, I'll take him off the table. And now here's the Grim Reaper coming in, you know. She set things straight.
Yep, that's right. Well, you're filling in for us on Monday. Thank you, by the way. And what do you got? What are you going to? I see your background.
So, yeah, don't let me forget about that. Well, actually, I'll just mention that now.
Okay.
Because everyone probably doesn't know that Julie is a star. And on November 25th, she's going to be on Netflix. So you want to make sure that you watch this show on Netflix, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey? And that's going to be one of the few times that Julie and my partner, John St. Augustine, are going to be on the same show. I think it's like a three. I don't know all the specifics.
I think there's three episodes. The producer sent me just a little bit of background, and I'm not sure I'm going to like it. They might trash me. I'm not sure.
What?
I don't know.
Am I going to have to call all my contacts at Netflix and fix something up here?
It's I'm in the trailer though, if you can hear me, and I'm not sure if you're going to see me or if I'm just going to be a voice. I'm not sure how they put it together, but
right.
I spent like an entire day being interviewed them by the company that's putting it together. And they're a legit company, right? I mean, I've done Ramsey interviews for years now, and some of them you're like, now who are you again? And it's and I will say this, none of them pay. That's the only, at least me.
Well, I always laugh because a few years back, Dateline contacted me, flew talent out to Colorado to interview me at my house. And I can't remember her name. I have a picture of her and I together and the producer. And they recorded, like you said, like all afternoon at my house. And then they always want to have that walking scene.
Yeah.
So we go outside and we walk around where we're talking about, you know, meaningless stuff. And then I was in the trailer. I was actually in their teaser, like on Wednesday for that Saturday's show. And then Friday night, I get a phone call from the producer saying, hey, oh, by the way, you're on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, I know.
I had back when the Glendale Tea Party won upset in 1998 over the awful mayor of Glendale and the strippers and all, everything else who I supported. So it was a huge upset. You know, so the Wall Street Journal came to town. And they said, you're the man we have to talk to, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I introduced them to everybody and got everything else. All this, and they gave me a similar call. thing. You know, you didn't make the story.
Yeah.
And I
He's
thought,
like,
what do you
wow.
mean I didn't make the goddamn story, you bastard?
Well, this
I
should
so I
be.
have this picture with me with the talent from I'll have to show that at some point.
Yeah.
Everyone will recognize her. I mean, she's like one of the main, I don't know what you call them, not narrators, but I just call them talent. But
Correspondence.
yeah, correspondent. So yeah, everyone needs to watch this, the three series or three shows in the
It
Netflix
should be
series.
interesting, and we'll get after we watch it. I'm going to get try, we'll try to get you and John on
Yep,
the
yep.
show, because this is obviously the Ramses are in it. So as everyone knows, always in the Ramses, there have been two camps. Always Intruder did it. The Ramses are somehow involved. The
Right.
fact that the Ramses are involved in this clearly.
Intruder.
Yeah, these are people who don't believe the Ramses were involved in it. And I don't know so much that I agree about that, but I think one of the things, at least from the kind of questions they were asking me, is I think they're going to go after the Boulder police about something you've talked about, and that is how all of this evidence, DNA evidence, is out there on everything, like the garrote. It's not like minuscule minor pieces of
Right.
evidence, but
Right.
key pieces of evidence were never tested. And I don't know if people are following John Ramsey's talking to people now, also pushing to, I think this is pressure to try to get somebody to finally, and the Ramseys, as I understand it, have said, we'll pay for the test, right?
Right. There's hundreds of items that have never been tested for DNA, and Boulder still to this day will not capitulate and get this stuff tested. And I don't know whether the Rams, I'm sure if you created a GoFundMe to test the DNA stuff, you'd probably raise tons of money because all these producers, hey, if I can get an exclusive,
Right.
we'll pay for the testing, but we want an exclusive to the results. So, I mean, there's all kinds of that stuff. So what we need to do is maybe in December after the three
Right.
episodes have played, and actually it would be good to do the Monday before Christmas if you guys are going to be doing a
Sure.
show, because
Oh,
that's when it happened, was at Christmas time.
yeah. Oh, yeah,
I
that's right.
was in Boulder that night that she was murdered, and they say in the show they're going to go back
Where
and
were
put
you
all the
exactly from
suspects.
9:30 to 4 in the morning?
I hate to say this, I was just a few miles away. So they might come knocking at my door asking for DNA. But I have to tell you, kind of getting back more on what we're going to talk about on Monday, John and I, and I keep saying this, I give all these teasers and stuff. We're both currently in the middle of trials as we speak. I
Wow.
testified Wednesday from Kentucky, which I found very
Wow.
interesting. I was not going to testify. And then the defense attorney sent me an email and said, hey, things are kind of going sideways here. Is there any chance that you could get on a computer and join the trial? And I just had this thing in the back of my head that this is going to happen. So I took a black shirt, brand new black shirt, and a tie with me. And I'm sitting there
Awesome.
tying this tie. And she's like, hey, you need to hurry up and get on. And so I listened for a while to this detective who, to use, I think this is legal jargon, who made multiple materially false statements
Oh
under
no.
oath.
Like
And
through
I
his
was at
ass,
my,
in other words.
he was lying. And I was going berserk. And so I'm sending this email to the, and I can't even talk because what he just said is not true. And so I ended up testifying and, basically just, showing all these deficits and talking about this stuff and how it really works. John is testifying as we speak in a
Wow.
courtroom up in the Denver area on a homicide trial. And, he can't talk about it now. And I doubt by Monday that the jury will be back. So I don't think he'll be willing to talk about that. But the stuff that the cops, and here's going to be some of the points that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Daniel Penny case,
Oh,
the Subway
yeah.
case up in New York. I'm hoping there's a verdict by then. I'm hoping there's a very quick not guilty verdict because this is pretty stupid. So I'd love for John and I to talk about that and all the deficiencies in that and everything that's going on. But one of the things that we've found, and I think I've talked about this before, is one, that DAs have too much power. But law enforcement, this whole defund police, and even though it was kind of, Seattle or Milwaukee or these different Minneapolis, that really had rippling effects throughout the nation, where a lot of people said, you know what, is it really worth it for me to be a cop? There's other things I can do.
Yeah.
Normally, in any law enforcement agency, you have that old detective. And he's the one who's mentoring, or maybe there's two or three that have been around for 10, 15, 20 years, and they're mentoring the new people on how you do an investigation. There's really not any really good college class. You know, they have classes on CSI stuff, but these are by professors that have never been cops, so they don't know what they're doing. So you need that mentorship. Most agencies right now, their most senior detectives, 5 to 8 years.
Whoa.
They've all punched out. They've all punched out. And they've said, you know what? It's
Wow.
just not worth it. You know, why go through that? So we're running across individuals that are just not highly trained and making huge mistakes in homicide investigations and major crime investigations. So I think John and I want to kind of talk about some of that, that we've seen it here recently in some of these cases that we've worked on. And I think the Daniel Penny is going to take most of it. And of course, I'm going to talk about, as an average voter, I love doing this, what I expect from Donald Trump.
Ah.
Because, you know, he's made a lot of promises, and I'm going to list these things out. And number one, you know, I'll say, what's number one on the list? And everyone's like, the wall. Okay, I'll give you the wall. I agree. The wall is number one. We got to keep people out of our country. Number two, no taxes on Social Security. After
Yeah.
that, we can talk about other stuff, but I'm getting a little too close to Social Security.
We're
Yeah,
already
so
there.
I
All right, well, what is John and your hourly rate for trial testimony?
Do you seriously want me to say that?
No,
Yeah,
No, no. I mean, I'll answer your question. No, I. Okay, now let me tell you. On Wednesday, this is, I can't believe you hit this, Chuck. This is making me laugh. So on Wednesday, the prosecutor who did the cross against me, because I'm testifying for the defense, really had nothing. I mean, she had nothing. She just goes, she made like this big, like she thought she was Perry Mason. You're being paid, aren't you? Like, you got me. You got me.
Like
Yes.
the cops, they aren't. She isn't. It's
I'm being compensated for my time like everybody else here. But yeah, God forbid. And she goes, you're being paid for your testimony. And I'm like, no, I'm being compensated for my time. And when I told her that my rate was 175 an hour,
She calls you lying. She's
she kind
lying.
of unloaded. But you know what's so funny, Chuck? That's my discounted rate for the government because they give me a lot of business. My standard rate is $300 an hour to testify as an expert. And here's what you've got to understand. I mean, just let's go. I got to pay for my own health insurance, my own dental. If I just got a root canal, you know, I got to pay for that myself. I got to pay for stupidity insurance. What do they call it? Errors and omissions. And if I say something stupid on the stand, and I've got to insure everyone who works for my company and all this. So there's a lot of overhead. So when you think, man, he makes $300 an hour, but understand there's a lot of stuff that I don't bill for.
Well,
So.
I promise you that the defense attorney, you know,
Makes more than that.
he's being paid $700 an
Taxes
hour.
and HP used to make more than that, Mark. It's
Yeah,
like
you need to raise your rates.
on the West Coast, I could get close to 500, but I'm really not into it. New York City, I did some business for them. They said, you know what? You're cheap enough. We could fly you for every hearing, first class, and you would still be cheaper than if we hired someone locally.
I believe it.
Wow,
I believe it.
but you guys
So all
deserve
of you who need someone to testify at your upcoming trial, here's your
it.
man.
Mark's the
All
guy. All right, well, listen, we're gonna let you go because we've got Karen
right.
up. And we'll be able to talk about the Ramsey thing too. It'll be curious to see how that plays. Mark, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. We'll see you
You
later.
bet.
Thank you, sir. And so Karen, if you wanna, if you're ready, you can unmute yourself and come up. These guys, it's so fun. We should just
We should have a whole show just
I
of them.
know. Oh, so then that's right.
I had to turn on my camera.
There
There
you
it
go. There you go. That was
is.
yay. It's good to see you.
What is
Hey.
your in-court rate
Yeah,
there,
you
man?
no. What's your fill-in guest hosting rate?
We're having fun.
I was gonna say zippity-doo-dah, but I actually do get paid to fill in. Believe it or not, one of the few people that gets paid. You guys, I mean, you've got so much going on and so much great stuff.
Well, it's
And
hard these
what?
days. Well, first I'd tell you that you're all over the place on radio too. You're not just you, so you graciously made time like Mark did to fill in for our show because I know all of our people love you. But let me give you an opportunity to kind of promote all the other stuff. I can't even keep track of it. It's just Google up Karen Candelaine.
I almost quit, but then, just like Michael Corleone, every time I get up, they pull me back in. The one thing that I've been doing lately that I'm a regular on that I really love it, is that I'm on Mondays and Thursdays on a local terrestrial radio station. I do the Vic Porcelli show. I
Right.
love those panel shows. He calls me his their favorite Jew. I love that. So whenever there's a Jewish thing, you know. But I'm on twice a week and I feel like that. What is her name? Kat Timpf. I don't have that same, you know, manner that she has. But we just have so much in common. We have such a good time. So I don't know if you ever want to listen to News Talk STL in St. Louis, the Vic
Wow.
Porcelli show. I'm on Mondays at 10 and Thursdays at 9:06, actually. And
And
we only
get it on the
minutes.
internet.
Yes, you can. You can just go to newstalkstl.com.
All
All
right,
right.
great.
It so happens, I'm a little nervous about this. It's been a while. I'm filling in for Vic on
Oh,
STL
moving
on
up.
December 23rd. So
Well,
I'll be doing his show, which is whoa.
which is wonderful too. Well, yay for you. So, and thank you again. So you'll be taking over our show on Wednesday. What, I mean, like there, it's hard to, it's almost kind of like, you're like, Julie, that's like 4 days away or whatever, 5 days. Who knows what Trump will have done by then.
I
But
know.
but at least right now, what do you think, what do you got going on?
Well, you know, at this point, I don't have any guests at all. And I don't know if I will invite any guests, but I have this working idea because these wonderful, wonderful regular listeners and listeners who, some of whom I know personally. And here's what I was thinking of doing, and we'll see whether I actually do it or not. I mean, it's not like I have this fabulous idea here. But you know, it's the holidays, it's the day before Thanksgiving. It'll be Wednesday afternoon, people probably thawing out their turkeys, and the beginning of the holidays. And I love a little bit of, well, first of all, my great love is call-in talk radio, the old-fashioned call-in talk radio, audio. Now people do text, of course. And I just want to throw back to an earlier, more innocent time where people actually called in on the radio, on the phone. They can be on video, I don't care. And here's the topic. It's a past, present, and future kind of topic. And that is first the past. I'm not done celebrating, okay? I know that we've just begun. There's a great line. We won the election, but we haven't begun to defeat the enemy. But it's the holidays. It's the holidays, and I'm just not done celebrating. So I would love to know, and I'll tell them my story, because I had a story about what I did on election night. And when did I find out? It's where were you when?
Oh, when
You
Trump
heard
won.
That'd
that Donald
be
Trump won the election. And I would love to hear those stories from your listeners. They don't have to be on video, but it would be great if they'd talk on the radio and we would have a real conversation. Like
great.
what, and were you shocked? Were you like me? I was really quite pessimistic. I never gave up hope, but I was really very pessimistic. And you could have pulled my jaw up off the floor. And so that's another reason why I intend to celebrate a lot during the
There you go.
holidays. Well, lots of drinking.
And present is, there really is a vibe shift in this country that I feel. I hate using that term, but the vibe shift is, I feel it all over. People feel like the duct tape has come off their mouths. They are speaking up, they are much prouder, much more able, because there was a dark cloud hanging over everyone's head to make these high profile lawfare cases and so much more, make an example of these people so that we would shut up. And if we didn't agree, that's okay. As long as you shut up, get in line, and make sure that you feel the peasant that you really are.
Example of that is
That
the Trump
has
dance at the NFL, right? All of a sudden, you've got all these NFL players doing the
come
little tribe, you know what I mean? And people that were at Ruff's basketball game, they were the
along.
middle school, they were doing the Trump dance,
The
right?
Trump dance. I mean,
Michael Schellenberger said the exact same thing as you. He said, I woke up And again, he's like, I didn't vote. So I'm like, so you get no credit for this. But he said, I just felt, and he said, I did not expect to feel this, but he said, this huge sense of relief that now we could finally talk. So, okay, great.
It's a stunning sense of relief. And, you know, I mean, I've been talking about this for so long, and I was trying to prepare myself for the absolute worst.
Yes.
And many people knew this would have been the end of the line for us.
Yes. Really. Well, another 13 million. That'll do it.
Yep.
Another 13 million.
And okay. So that amount of relief, you really, 2-3 months celebration is really not enough. and future, let's see, future is how are we going to fight back and fight this war? Because we learned that we were not alone. People said it, but people didn't believe it. And that was the biggest revelation. I've said it. This is one thing I was right about. We're more than a 70-30 country. In fact, it's more like 75-25. And that election, I hope people will never forget, proved and showed. And I still think there was cheating. So think how much
there was
that people really aren't alone. And that freedom to talk and say what's on your mind and remember what it was like in America when the First Amendment was actually had teeth in it.
Right.
And people believed in the First Amendment and the remedy for horrible, hateful speech is more speech, not less. So I want to hear what people are thinking. Are they bracing themselves? What do they think? I don't like giving predictions, but I am trying to prepare myself that if we really do what we say we're going to do, and Trump does, and I believe he will try, and I bet he'll fire some people that he found out were not as loyal as he thought, then they're not going to go quietly into that good night.
No, they're not. They're hunkering down, and they're all in their panic rooms right now, stocking up. No, that sounds like a great show, Karen. Yeah, and Barney says you are our favorite Jew. So
well, there you go.
I would like to put out a real request. This show won't work if people don't call in.
Call in, please,
and talk.
Or raise your hand and just unmute yourself.
This would be your opportunity to talk and to engage. And I love that. If I could bring back call-in talk radio.
There you go.
Well, and let me know. That sounds like a great show. Let me ask you, because we've got a few minutes here, because I have a Party Friday soundbite I want to play at the end. But sure. What do you think in terms of the Matt Gaetz, Pam Bondi thing? Like I said at the beginning, is Trump playing some kind of 3D chess? Did he lose? And is this trying to spin it? Like, you know, like I said, Mario Brothers checkers? Or what do you make of that?
People have actually called it 4D chess.
Right.
And I hate to, you know, I'm waiting for things to unfold. I wasn't happy with Pam Bondi, but I must confess, I wasn't quite clear about all of her history. I fear that she is an elitist with the Bushes, with the deep state. So we'll see. And when I heard, because I've been listening to the show, when I heard you, Chuck, say, you know, she'd lay in front of a truck for Trump. Well, that remains to be seen. I don't know what her loyalty
is. I'm not sure she'd lay in front of a truck for Trump, but she'd run over a small child lying on the road for Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, she would do that. All we need her to do.
I don't know.
Just run over some, you know, small kids.
Some FBI agents.
Bill Barr was a great choice, too. So
we'll see. I think you're right. But I don't think Trump is going to put up with very much now. Right. I think if Pam Bondi doesn't do what Trump says, I mean, I don't know if he's got her family hostage somewhere that he will, you know, I mean, I think he's going to play hardball this time. It's not going to be Jeff's her saying, oh, I recuse myself. You're fired then. OK,
I worry about the kind Christians who just want to forgive everybody.
Yeah, well, they're not being chosen for the Justice Department. No kind, nice people.
The public saying, "Oh, you know, don't take revenge." You know what? It's not revenge. It's accountability.
Justice.
There must
Exactly.
be accountability.
Well, here for and I won't be able to call in, but here's my thing on the future.
Yeah.
It's going to be great because he only has to do three things, and they're easy to do. One, build a wall. That ain't hard, right? I mean, just finish the wall. Two, he has to drill. He can
Open up
just
oil
get
and
the
gas. That's the
oh,
first
they're
step.
used to that.
Keystone Pipeline.
And the third thing he has to do is just destroy the federal government. It's so much fun to destroy things. It's so much easier. Somebody said, well, okay, I'll be the EPA administrator. What am I supposed to do? You're supposed to do nothing. Just send them all home,
Yes.
All you have to do is destroy the entire 4 million worthless people, and we'll all be better off.
That's what in Barney says it will be awesome. So
Remember when Trump said he never tells the enemy what he's planning on doing? And
Yeah.
yet he's been telling everybody exactly what he plans to do.
Right.
And so part of me is going, just don't give them details because, they're plotting and planning,
They're going to try to stop. All right. Well, Karen, listen, thank you so much for
Yeah.
your time today and for filling in on Wednesday. It sounds like a great show. And
Thank you.
everybody, call in and not, or unmute yourself and talk. So we wanted to play before, just to wrap things up. We had so much fun, Leo, and I think Leo, you had requested us to play the Sunny Hostin soundbite where she was for. She's a View person who like libeled Matt Gaetz, and within 3 minutes of her libeling Matt Gaetz, was forced to read what they call the legal note, saying, "Oh,
Legal ransom note.
yeah, saying none of that was true. I'm sorry." No, well, she didn't say she was sorry. It was not true. And you wanted us to play that again, but something even better happened. She libeled Matt Gaetz and Pete Hegseth, and so the day after, 2 days after, she had to read the one legal note. She had to read another legal note on The View. Now they tried to play music over it, but that didn't work. You still had to hear her. So Thomas, if we could please play the another legal note soundbite. This is The View, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, legal note. I have a legal note. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations and has not been charged with any crime. Gaetz previously dismissed allegations that he paid for sex, saying that, quote, someone is trying to recategorize my generosity to ex-girlfriends as something more untoward. Another legal note, Pete Hegseth's lawyer said he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit. He has denied any wrongdoing.
Just call the show Legal Note from now on.
Or really long music. We'll be right back.
Now,
Okay.
here's the thing. The ABC executives, I mean, that came from, like I said the other day, the C-suite, right?
Okay.
That happened within minutes of her saying
Or
something.
C-suite.
Somebody at ABC Legal was saying, you tell those
You
stupid
tell that bitch.
to stop slibeling people because we are gonna, this is a new day and age here. We can't just
Yeah.
lie at will anymore without any kind of repercussions, right? And they're like, and tell them, take a look at what's going on over at MSNBC.
Yeah.
If that they think
We could
this,
be part of a new conglomerate too.
you could be
An
spot
individual show is being spun off.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun. And my guess is that the first they kind of thought, well, we're whiny, self-important, anchor people, talent, as Mark Prof said. And so we can say whatever we want. So they did it once. And I bet they don't do it again.
No.
I bet, I mean, normally in my experience, in that if you do that again, now it starts to become malicious. And that is a whole different kind of level of lawsuit. And that's when you get yanked off the air for at least a certain period of time.
Right. And
So.
Sunny is so great about it. I mean, she hates it so much, but she loves being on the show so much. And they obviously threatened her. They said, no, you
Right.
don't read this, you're off the show
Right. And
forever.
you no comments. You just read it straight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny.
Go hold your nose.
So that'll do it for us, everybody.
Yahoo
It's
Friday.
Party Friday. We will see you after the break. Everyone have a wonderful
Have a great
Thanksgiving.
time and don't eat too much of that turkey.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye,
Bye-bye.
everybody.